Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I'm what I call a pattern guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So walk me through this.
Okay.
The Iowa game on Peacock, glitchy.
Tell me about it. I thought it was just like our internet provider or something, but I was seeing everybody was having troubles with that thing.
The in-game experience. I'm not talking about the play of the game. Just the rhythm of the stadium. If you've gone to enough Hawkeye games, yeah. It's like the songs make sense.
First we do this.
When
and then
the crowd is cheering, why a random person's on the field. That's felt off on Saturday. Now I'm seeing a major outage hits websites, apps, and online games around the world. Amazon, Delta, Disney+, Fortnite, Hulu, and Roblox all impacted.
What?
Is AI taking over? Is today the day? Are the machines coming for us?
Well.
Was Saturday just a warning?
That was our warning? A glitchy football game.
A glitchy football game, both in person and at home, was the one way they were trying to get a message to us that they're coming.
Just one little hiccup, it can send ripples.
It's right. It's one little stone in a pond.
Well, that's not good.
No.
That can't be good. That's a lot of affected.
Well, considering Amazon probably runs most of the servers that run most of the internet, and my favorite is, like any other IT guy, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We've got a blue screen. We're working on it.
Hang in there for us. We'll try.
Right now, seems like things in this room are working. You and I are working.
We're working.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah. Good to be back, man. Yeah. I'm excited. This week is going to be a good one.
We are now in that 2-week stretch of it's just Halloween, 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 right?
I went ahead and I got some Halloween candy.
You have purchased...
I purchased bags to give to
your arsenal is full.
No, it's not full. I'd say I'm at half.
Okay.
My goal is to not open the bags before the trick-or-treaters get here. Do you think I can do it?
No.
No. That was very quick. No, I don't.
No, I don't think you can at all. And by the way, when you do, please bring some in. That's also very quick.
That was so quick. I think one house ago, we had... Every Halloween, it was just insane. So I always try to stockpile thinking I have that situation again. But it's not usually that crazy. I will have leftovers. But I don't want to have, not enough candy and miss out on seeing the cute little trick-or-treaters come by.
And I'm still torn between turning all the lights off because it's Shannon's birthday and we're out of town this weekend.
Yeah.
That weekend. We have our typical somebody's watching the house person.
Yeah.
But I'm actually... having Roland stay somewhere else that night just because somebody's going to knock on the door.
Right.
I don't want to freak him out.
That's a lot.
However, could I find a surrogate candy hander outer for just one night at my house? Because I also don't want to let my neighborhood down.
No, the neighborhood needs you.
So I'm trying to balance that out. Do I hire somebody, or will they volunteer, to hang at my house from, let's say, 4:30 to 9:30?
Yeah.
And then I'll just here's the passwords. Watch all the scary movie stuff you want.
Sure.
I'll stock the fridge for you. Just make sure to leave the house locked when you're done because someone else is coming over the next morning. Bring the dog back.
Yeah.
I like that.
You need a Halloween surrogate.
I would need a Halloween surrogate.
Yep.
I'm really thinking about it.
I'll
stock up on full-size candy bars. We'll be good to go.
It's going to
freak people
kids.
Out when they come to my door. You're not the guy who lives here.
You don't live here.
But that's part of the mystery.
Yeah, but it's maybe he moved. I don't know.
you guys are new owners of this house? I didn't know it was for sale.
Oh, I didn't even know they moved. Huh.
I don't know. That's under consideration right now.
I think I recommend you do it.
Halloween surrogate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think sometimes when you become that legendary
We're house, the big candy bar house.
Full-size candy bars. It's that's on my list. If all of a sudden when I was a kid, the Urians didn't have full-size candy bars, I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, I'll take your recommendation. My recommendation to you is open that candy bag now.
Okay.
And bring some in.
My recommendation to you, find somebody to hand out full-size candy bars.
Deal.
And I remember, I think this had to have been before COVID. Charmin debuted huge rolls of toilet paper, and they called them Forever Rolls.
Yes. It was before COVID. Because we weren't totally in the, every man for themselves toilet paper search. But they weren't fitting in your standard, the cutout that's built into your bathroom.
Yeah, a regular roll of toilet paper has about 77 sheets. And these big rolls, these Forever Rolls had 1,700 sheets.
They were huge.
Yeah, it was like
it was 22. Like paper towels.
Yes. 22 rolls of toilet paper all rolled onto one little cardboard roll. I mean, it's huge. It's supposed to last two people a month of not right. changing the toilet paper. But you need a special toilet paper holder, right. and it was a novelty thing, right? And we laughed about it
I
6 years ago.
I felt like it was.
Yeah, it came, it went, well, it's back.
Don't!
It's back and available nationwide.
Who's asking for this?
Nobody asks for this.
What are we eating? What are we doing to our digestive systems? We need this much toilet paper at one time.
Maybe it's out in time for like the tail end of TPing season. I don't know what they're thinking
here.
Oh,
I was thinking going into the major food holiday season.
You never know.
You're going into lots of sugar.
Yep.
Lots of turkey.
And companies coming
and
over.
And companies coming over. That's what I was thinking.
Might as well make sure you have a forever roll of toilet paper.
Oh, that's a lot of toilet paper.
It's a ton.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Before we get to, I guess, an experience we all, a lot of people experienced yesterday.
Yes.
I just want to redirect people's attention away from Travis Kelce's wood and to the Hanson Brothers wood. May I just talk about the Hanson wood for a second?
I don't know about this.
You're trapped.
I'm going to just
recuse You can't leave
myself.
This room.
No, I'm just going to step back.
Nicholas will be flying out in about 2 hours. So all three brothers got together on Sunday and loaded up my car. I am ready for the fire season. My brother buys basically a forest full of split wood
yeah.
for his fireplace, and we went halvesies this year.
Well, what did you call it? A snatchel? What is it?
It's a cord.
A cord.
It's not a snatchel.
There was some sort of term of measurement. You're like, it's very common.
It's a cord of wood, I believe.
A cord.
Yeah, so actually, the three brothers and nephew, Pete, loaded up that wood back in my car.
Now, Pete.
Yes.
He could carry it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Yes. The kid's getting ready for his senior game. He's a center now.
Center?
Just like I was. Yes, I know.
Wow.
Liberty's looking good. You did a very good job of changing the topic. I appreciate you. Playing Muscatine on Friday, and then they'll have their first playoff game. I think it's going to be at home the following Friday.
But his training regimen this weekend.
But was Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And on Friday, Matt Vandenberg was late. I learned about pushing wood. So if you are late to Hawkeye football
What's
practice
this?
In the training facility, they make you get on the ground and just push a 2x4 until they think you've learned your lesson.
Push a 2x4?
Pushing wood. That's what it's called.
On the ground?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
understand.
You're exhausted. I don't know if you're doing it with your nose, your feet, your I don't know, but
it's probably your nose.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we've done a very good job now of talking about other woods than
wow.
just Travis's wood. Although I will say, the Chiefs won again.
Way so, to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Wood all around.
Playing better. Tell
yep.
you what. I thought that I had this great idea. We are long overdue to take some family photos.
Yes.
And I saw an opportunity of a friend who actually took our last set of family photos. And I was like, oh, let's get in on this. We set a date. She's like, I'm going to do a bunch of these sessions. You can just meet me at the park and then we will take some family photos. And I was like, great, because I cannot wait to take this picture. And we set this up like a month or two ago and, you know, it gets to be the day of and it's like, oh, where am I going? Who am I looking for? I don't remember exactly where every detail she said. We pull up to the park and there are, no joke, at least four photographers and multiple families all wearing these fall decor looks. You know, some are doing more.
Creams and burgundies
yes!
and browns.
Yes.
And burnt sienna.
Everybody looks great. Okay, everybody looked wonderful. Everybody's ready for pictures. But there's no parking spots in the parking lot. There are families over here in the trees. There's families over here in a little grassy area.
Sure.
Yeah. It is family photo time,
that
everybody.
That was yesterday, the 19th of October.
Yes, to the point where I can't find my photographer and all of the photographers doing family photos.
Were you just shouting a name and hoping she would raise her hand?
Are you Lindsay? Lindsay!
found over her. Here by the willows.
We did find her.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Iowa State Patrol releasing the name of a woman from Vinton who was killed after her vehicle was rear-ended by a Vinton-Shelsburg school bus. This was Friday. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the bus rear-ended 37-year-old Crystal Offerman's Jeep, pushing that vehicle into oncoming traffic where it was hit head-on by another vehicle. Offerman died from her injuries. We had a shooting yesterday in Marion at a hotel. 425, Sunday morning, Marion police called to the Sleep Inn in Marion. Mm-hmm. First responders found a woman who had been shot, seriously injured. She was taken to a hospital. That's under investigation, but it was determined to be a targeted incident. When it was announced that Single Speed Brewing was joining forces with Backpocket and Peachtree and moving all production to Waterloo, we did not know what was going to happen to Backpocket in Corville. That is a tasting room, but it's also a main production facility. That building is going on the market. They're going to close it. Single Speed will now have all three in Waterloo. Backpocket has tap rooms still in Dubuque, and there's one in near Des Moines in Johnston, but that Corville location is going to close probably next month, and then the tap room should open up in Waterloo sometime in December. Wrapping up the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. Good news, I've not looked up the lyrics, so we'll just play it in the background.
Go Stormin' Norman!
Part dog is part tornado, and he's made it to the round of eight. In the 64,
oh.
Best high school mascot. I want to keep doing this story until I announce that he has won the 64. Center Port Urbana needs your votes to get Stormin' Norman into the final four. He's facing Carl the Cobbler, representing the Central Cobblers of Rapid City, South Dakota. Now, I feel like this is the first time he has taken on another mascot that is actually an occupation.
Yeah.
So I'm a little worried.
Working mascot.
That the Shoemakers Union of South Dakota might be, you know, rallying behind Carl the Cobbler. So we need everybody voting for Stormin' Norman.
Come on, guys.
Voting ends today, by the way. Just go to the64.com, click Best High School Mascot. It's a very easy click to vote. Then you're going to enter a phone number. You're going to get a code.
Got it.
Follow Stormin' Norman's progress on the CenterPoint Urbana Facebook page. When I checked this morning at 5-something, it was 20 hours to go. So I'm guessing we're down to the 19 hours to move Stormin' Norman
Come on, Stormin' Norman.
By the way, Carl's got a good video, too. And Carl also has a prop. He has a prop hammer.
Are you serious?
He has a cobbler's tool.
Why wouldn't it be a shoe?
Well, because, you know, if you weren't...
Oh, there's no finished product? I don't believe you. I'm a cobbler. I'm just a guy that runs around with a hammer. I'm a cobbler. Okay.
But that's a weapon.
Help me. Well, I'm trying to...
I'm afraid of him.
I'm building Norman up.
I see. But you know what we have? A tornado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cobbler doesn't stand a chance.
No, we're going to blow him off the map.
Part dog, part tornado.
Yeah, you don't even know what's coming at you, Carl. Vote for Stormin' Norman, please. It is also spelled Carl with a K. What's up with that?
Just the craziest way to do it.
You mean crazy with a K? They can't even spell in South Dakota.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last week, Howard Stern sat down with Jennifer Lopez and talked about her loves of the past. And, you know, I was kind of hoping in this year that she's had just being single that she'd do a little bit of reflecting, maybe a little work on herself. But that does not seem to be the case, because according to Jennifer Lopez, her failed love life is all everybody else's fault. She said, what I've learned that it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable.
What? That's the quote?
They don't have it in them.
What does that mean?
They need to appreciate the little person inside of them. They need to love them.
You threw everybody under the bus.
Every other person, all four ex-husbands and guys in between. A-Rod, you're in there too. Get out.
All those engagement rings.
Oh, no. Oh, Hani Noah, J-Lo's husband from 97 to 98, did not appreciate that quote. He spoke up for himself and for all the other exes as well. He said, Let me just say, stop putting us down. Stop putting me down with your victim card. The problem is not us, not me. The problem is you. He accused her of being unfaithful during their marriage. Yeah, he said, you're the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. He said, you've been loved a few times. You've been married 4 times and have had countless relationships in between. You've had good relationships. Me, for example, I was good to you. I was too good of a man to you. He said J-Lo lied and cheated, chose fame and fortune over him, and then begged him to stay when he finally said he'd had enough. But she didn't want the bad press.
I'm on his team all the way right now.
Was really
they're all not capable of loving you.
You know what I've realized in this past year of reflection? Everybody else has a problem, but I'm fine.
I'm the constant. I'm okay. It's everybody else.
You know what the problem is? The world. Okay.
I believe that's a narcissistic tendency.
Maybe. Brandy and Monica are on tour together right now. The Boy Is Mine tour. Powerhouses of the 90s teaming up.
I mean, that
right?
was a huge hit back then. And I love when they do these reunion shows.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Brandy does all of her music. Monica does all of hers. And this all went down in Chicago on Saturday when suddenly Brandy abruptly left the stage mid-performance. Fans are losing their minds. She's singing and singing. All of a sudden, the music just kind of cuts off. There's no denying in that moment that she was probably lip syncing.
There's at least a track going on.
There's definitely a track.
Give me one second, y'all.
But the production value looked amazing. And then the concern was, what happened to Brandy? Is she okay? She released a statement, said last night she experienced dehydration and feelings like she was going to faint. So everyone involved had to prioritize her well-being. That was of the utmost importance. It looks like there's a lot of costumes, and at the time she was wearing a giant hooded trench coat.
Yeah.
So
that's gotta be hot.
Having some heat on at that time too. That's not good. So Monica went out the remainder and did the rest of the concert solo, and then nobody got to hear The Boy Is Mine, which is kind of why you buy tickets to the show, right? But Brandy wrote that she's deeply grateful to Monica for stepping up with grace and professionalism and to the entire crew for their continued care and support. She went to see a doctor at the arena and she's going to be okay.
Oh, I'm always glad when the arenas have a medical office.
Yeah, thank goodness. And they know all about dehydration, right?
They do. Celebrities get dehydrated a lot.
More often than anybody else. It is crazy the amount of dehydration that goes on for famous people. Crazy. After the huge success of one movie, you want to keep making them, right? That is kind of the way that Hollywood has been going. They had a lot of success with Hocus Pocus 2. It was a huge hit for Disney Plus, set a record for opening weekend for a movie streamer, 2.7 billion minutes viewed, and this the number 6 most streamed movie of all time. So naturally, there's got to be a Hocus Pocus 3.
Oh no.
Bette Midler confirming she has seen a script for Hocus Pocus 3. She said, they sent a script and a lot of it was brilliant. So I got very excited. And now we're trying to figure out what it is and where it's going to be and how much it's going to cost and all those logistical things.
I got to go back and watch the ending of 2. I don't remember how it ended.
Well, I thought that it was a nice little bow, but there was a nice little bow last time too.
I mean, when you're dealing with witchcraft, things can reappear, right?
Witchy stuff happens.
Yes.
So the book still exists. There's always a chance.
If you get the Lopez family who did like the Frozen music a part of this project, now you have my interest.
Right? Yeah.
I need a twist on this thing a little bit.
They have the exact same director who did direct Hocus
Pocus
2.
That's great. That's because it's always been his vision.
Well, it was a different person.
Oh, it is a different person.
Ann Fletcher.
Oh, Miss Fletcher's doing it.
Yes. Ann Fletcher.
Ann Fletcher?
The Ann Fletcher.
Her mailbox just says A. Fletcher.
Signed on to do Hocus Pocus 3, so.
Great.
We've got the script. We're just waiting on the logistics.
You have 3 pages of that story. You have nothing else Ann Fletcher did?
That's, nope. No.
Okay.
No, I do not.
A. Fletcher.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Doing what you're doing in the office now or in the next hour, you reacquaint yourself with your coworkers.
Hey, how was your weekend?
I got to show you this picture. Us and every family in Cedar Rapids got our pictures taken.
Every other
family. At Morgan
family.
Creek Park on
Everybody
Sunday.
Everybody was doing it. What did you do? What was the highlight of your weekend?
I tell you what, for me and almost 70,000 faithful, Hawkeye football, 25-24, Kinnick Stadium. That was the place to be
on
Saturday. Exciting game. Had a
closer
heck of a time.
Than I would have liked.
We had so many opportunities. You were gone on Friday. Matt Vandenberg was in, and we were trying to guess where it was going to go because you've got to Penn State's got a team without a head coach.
Exactly.
Right? And they're either going to lay down and roll over, or they're going to fight. And they fought. And we had a chance to shut them down early, and we just missed that opportunity.
Yes.
It was a lot of miscues through the game, but all in all, the Hawkeyes pulled it out 25-24. And it was the stripe-out game at night, flashlights for the wave. It was a great experience. We sit in a black section, so there we are right at the end. Good. When they called the game, 25-24.
Thank you for doing the color correctly. I felt like every time they showed people on camera, I'm like, you're the problem with the striping.
Now, hats off to Penn State fans. I met a lot of them, very friendly. A lot more came to town than I was expecting.
Really?
Because that's a trip.
Yeah, it is.
Right? You're not getting a direct flight. It's not a border state. But a lot of good representation, a lot of white was kind of speckled throughout the stadium. But all in all, usually you get most people pulling off the black and gold stripes. It looked great. It was a great day to be in Iowa City. Perfect weather for tailgating. So that's my photo from our one-shot weekend.
My photo also at a stadium, but we were at Paul McCartney. We went to US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. We wanted to do a concert this summer, and getting my two kids to agree on one show was really difficult. They finally agreed on Paul.
If you're going to pick a show, pick Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney was beloved by everybody, which it was just a fantastic show. It was like 3 hours long, and he just played every single hit.
That's what I saw everybody's post. 3 hours. When does Live and Let Die? Was that the last song?
No.
Really?
No, I think that was like either
midway
fifth
through
to last or something. It was towards the end, but like just... You think that that's going to be it then? And then he just keeps going with, you know, he's got the Beatles.
Yes.
And it ended with Hey Jude.
Talk about stamina, too.
Everybody's
singing to Hey Jude.
Oh, just such good vibes.
Awesome.
And then there's an encore after that.
I'm so happy you've got two kids that, like, my brother Nick was here on Friday. And we're like, I can't think of a concert our parents ever took us to. Our parents really weren't into music that much. Right?
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So, yeah, what an awesome experience for your kids. Did you happen to run into any random Iowa people? Everyone? Or did you see a Hawkeye hat? Or
No.
Okay.
No. There was, like, another child in the row ahead of us, which I thought that was kind of cool. And then I would call them the naughty mom section. We're just yelling things. Hey, Paul, you can put that guitar over here. Hey, you can run those hands anywhere. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Hey, guy, calm down.
How many White Claws did they have per person?
Enough to be sassy.
He's old enough to probably be their grandfather.
Yes. Yes.
Over here, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Easy. A, he cannot hear you. B,
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, but I appreciate it. It was a really, really great show and such a great experience and memory for them.
Well, you and I were in stadiums. A lot of area high school band parents were celebrating their schools. We have a ton of photos from some final rounds of high school band festivals. Thanks, as a fellow band member and a guy who gets to announce the Liberty Band Wednesday night for their senior night. I'm so excited to see all these bands. And it looks like it was just a great year for marching bands all the way through.
Totally, totally. Great season of that. Also had... kind of the first weekend of Trunk or Treats going on. Kristen posted a great photo. I love to see kids dressed up for Halloween. She's got Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Love it. Looks great.
Did you see the family where it's the two witches from Wicked and then Freddy Krueger on the side?
And then Freddy to the side.
Yes, which is a lot of fun. We've got pumpkin carving, breast cancer pumpkin carving from Natalie. So we appreciate that as well. Well, it is spooky season, is it not? So I think with all of these Halloween posts... we need to get ready to start talking about the Z-Files.
We should get into the spooky stuff. We've got a photo from producer Ben and Jaden on what they did this weekend, which was investigate Edinburgh Manor.
We'll get into that just scratching the surface, but we still would love to see more of your photos. How'd your weekend go? Get a picture up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
We are into the final 2 weeks of spooky season.
Yes. As we've been going through the month of October, we've been asking for these investigations of the strange, the paranormal. We're calling it the Z-Files.
Our head investigators start with Jaden at night. Good morning, Jaden.
Good morning.
Who has the shine, as they say.
I do. I have a touch of the shine.
Touch of the shine.
I love doing this stuff. I'm really excited.
We
about
love
it.
That you love it because we love sending you to these unknown locations for you to discover and explore.
It's been a trip. I love doing it.
Awesome. Producer Ben is your tag along. He's the Scooby to your Shag. And I believe over the course of the last couple of weeks, has shifted from non-believer to at least pseudo-skeptic.
There could be something out there.
There
you
could be something.
He used to be. I think we broke him down totally.
You
think so? He used to be a skeptic. He seems to.
Sometimes I'm like, maybe I heard something. Maybe I saw something, but I can't really decide.
You're not as sensitive as Jaden is, though.
As far as like reading the energy of the room and such. So, Jaden, we sent you to Edinburgh Manor, which had a ton of nominations, recommendations when we were asking people where to go. Just for the general follower, what exactly is this building?
So this building used to be, it was almost like a million different things. You know, it started out as there was like, honestly, like a little like 200 square foot poor farm back in the olden days.
That's what they were called, yeah.
And then they turned into this manor that they housed everything from. At one point, it was called the home for the incurably insane. It housed orphans. It housed older people that didn't have anybody to take care for them.
Wow.
So it was kind of like if you don't have anywhere to go, you can
go
come
here.
Stay with us. There was no medical care there until like the 80s, I believe is when she said. So it was just a million different things in once. And there is just a lot of energy in that building focusing around like there was so many different types of people.
Sure.
In this building.
Yeah.
Many different uses for that building. You're getting a lot of different characters through there.
Speaking of a lot of different uses, you've shared a photo with us on our One Shot Weekend photos, you guys, of a room that, I don't know, looks pretty child-friendly.
It really is. That's a picture that producer Ben took when we were walking around. Ironically enough, I believe that was a men's room. That was like a men's like bedroom.
Like dormitory?
They say a little girl named Susie likes to hang out in there and play, but that's not where she would have slept or anything.
Would have been.
Is that why there's all these toys in there?
Yeah, people come in. There are toys that were there when the building started.
Yeah.
And some are offerings
that's
from
creepy.
People.
You got modern toys and then like paint peeling on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, correct me if I'm wrong. This room looks very familiar. Is this the room that was in the video that was sent to us?
I believe so.
Okay. We've been playing audio from this video. So let's just set the scene. So
listener Carrie sent this. Her son and his friends went investigating and they were there overnight.
Yeah. And this room does have energy in it. That's my favorite part of this. Yeah, love it.
Good job.
They set that video. Also, in one of those videos, you could see some orbs moving, and they set cat toys around that room, and they started going off all at the same time. Jaden, what was the energy in the room of the photo we have now?
It was a very interesting one to me. You know, it felt like a childlike energy in there. I don't know if that's because of all the toys that were in there or if that's genuinely, like, the energy that they bring to the room.
Sure.
It also was just kind of like I didn't feel at all creeped out. I didn't feel that kind of panic in my chest like I did when we went other places.
Yep.
I genuinely felt like this is a safe space.
Which we heard a lot of upstairs, you get a better sensation
is
if
own.
You do pick up energies like that in this building.
More positive.
Yes, very positive.
Okay. All right, producer Ben, who is Amy and what is Amy's story?
So Amy is actually Jaden's aunt. They met us over there because they've been there before and she had a story to tell about the Joker in the basement.
Okay, so now we're going from this bedroom upstairs. Let's find out about the Joker in the basement.
Emma really wanted to do the Joker, so that's where we went. We went down to the broiler room, and she was antagonizing it, saying, I'm here, come out, do something. Uh-huh. I'm not a believer. I didn't believe at all. I was down there, and all of a sudden, I was standing, and it's like somebody kicked my kneecap. And I went down and I turned up and I said, Emma, why would you do that to me? And Emma said, Mom, I'm up here. And she started hyperventilating and she took off. So by that time she had enough. We left.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's been a big thing. That was the last time they went like by themselves on the tour. That was big. I mean, it was like we got calls immediately. Like something just happened here. It was odd.
No kidding, odd.
To say the least.
Spooky.
And how brave of them to go back to the building where that went
kidding.
Down.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, for me, an experience like that, you're on your own.
So we had an upstairs tour. Did you actually get down to the lower level?
Yeah.
As part of the tour?
A little bit, yeah.
And I believe there's also a cemetery across the street.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently unrelated to the manor, though.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. But just in proximity, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. More experiences to share?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
More things to come?
Yes.
More reports from the Z Files.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Getting into the Halloween spirit with an investigation, a series of investigations into the unexplained, the paranormal, with the Z Files.
Two bravest souls on staff, Jaden at Night. Hi, Jaden.
Hello.
Producer Ben, tag along.
Hello.
The skeptic who's starting to come around,
mm-hmm.
who seems to be, I don't know if he has the shine, but he's at least hearing things.
Hey, he bought ghost hunting materials.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's all in now.
We sent them to Edinburgh Manor for a daytime tour on Sunday. You also did some of your own investigation offsite. Tell me, mm-hmm. Ben, about the cemetery.
So we got there a little bit early because I heard that there was a cemetery nearby that you could check out.
Yeah.
And there was one right across the street. It wasn't very big, like maybe 20 graves or so. But you just pull off the road and we got out and tried to do some investigating there. We did try Estes, which is that thing with the spirit box where someone puts on headphones and you kind of try to communicate through that person. And so Jaden's aunt Amy put on the headphones and I was asking questions. And I feel like I got a name and possibly a location.
Let's find out.
What's your name?
Chris.
Do you have a gravestone here, Chris?
Young.
How old are you, Chris?
7.
Chris, do you have a gravestone here in the cemetery?
Yes.
Where's it at?
Out.
From the rows closest to the manor. Are you in row 1, 2?
2.
You're in row 2. Okay, from the highway.
Yes.
Which grave? From 1 is closest to the highway, 5
4.
Is... All right, I'm going to go check out that grave.
No.
Stop.
Stop.
Chris, are we standing at your grave right now?
Feel me.
Whoa,
what?
Emma's feeling your grave. Is that...
Cold.
Is that your grave?
Yes.
Okay, guys. I gotta ask this question. Because we've used a spirit box before. You are getting very specific answers to very specific questions.
This is like communication.
The last time we did it at the Ideal Theater, you had to find a thread to make all the words make sense.
Random words.
This was very specific. That's freaky.
Yeah.
It was, I love, and I really want people to know, like, stress this. Like, my aunt and Ben weren't making eye contact. They weren't, you know, communicating with each other. Like, she couldn't see him. This was just pure, like, I use my radio headphones to do that. Like, I have noise-canceling headphones.
So the headphones are on. That's plugged into an app that picks up whatever translates into words.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is asking specific questions and she is getting specific answers.
Yes.
That answer those questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is wild.
This happened and I'm like, we're going to have some great experiences here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It was wild.
Okay.
Okay. And that was before you even went into
Edinburgh? Was before our tour. Yep.
Ooh. Now we go into Edinburgh Manor. Jaden, give us some of the highlights of the tour and then something happened to you in a hallway.
Yes. I am a huge history buff. I absolutely loved this tour because, I mean, it was just interesting to hear everything that's happened there. Definitely walking through the house, you can tell that there's energies that, you know, like I went into the room that, you know, Susie is in.
That's the little girl?
The little girl. And I was, you know, it felt really light, very airy, very like just a positive energy. There are different areas that you walk into that feel a little bit more sinister. The upstairs hallway, I had a really weird experience. If anybody knows me, they know I love to vlog. I love to take videos of what we're experiencing, especially to show the listeners. Couldn't really do that this time, and that's because my phone died.
What's the matter? My phone battery is completely drained.
That happens.
I literally was completely charged. So I walked in there. And
I will tell you, and it's so Ghost Adventures, when they were here, this is the hallway where they captured that SLS figure in the bathroom, and this is the hallway where all of their equipment just died. All at once.
It literally turned off. I tried to take a picture of the bathtub and it's completely dead.
Same space.
That is so wild.
Same space.
I was gonna ask. I'm pretty sure that all the power went out for Ghost Adventures too.
Yes, it was. That one was the weirdest experience we've had. Because I will tell you, For about 30 seconds, I was mad because I was like, everybody knew we were going here. Everybody knew we were on the calendar. Nobody plugged the phones back in. Like, I was.
Right. You thought the station phone wasn't working.
I took it off the charger and I checked. It was at 100% when we left.
And I mean, it just drained. We got, I think maybe 4 minutes of video from other locations in the manor. And we got right there and it was gone. Like, I mean, I had to fully turn it back on.
Spirits can feed off of that energy. Sometimes they just
Take
it out of the battery.
They didn't want me to take videos. I don't know what happened there, but wow, that one was big for me.
All right, that is just a sampling of things that went down at Edinburgh Manor. All week long, Jaden will be explaining more on her show. Don't miss that. And we're not done with Halloween. We're not done with the Z-Files. There are still more places to investigate.
More to come.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.